Zakt a heilige mishnah weiter, bishl bei kadishim vechulin. This person cooked kadishim and regular food together in the pot. Oy kachay kadishim vechadishim kalim. Or he cooked kachay kadishim like a chatas and asham together with kadishay kalim like shlomim. So the halach is as follows. Im yesh ben benois and tam, if there's enough of the kachay kadishim to give a taste to the other food, then the foods that don't have the strict halachis, that have lenient halachis, whether it's the regular food or the kadashe kalim, that have more lenient halachis than the kadashe kadashim does. But harei kalim, the easier foods, necholim kachamurin, have to be eaten with the same chumrais as the stricter foods. So in other words, it can only be eaten in the azara, by zichrei kahuna, by male kohanim, and on the day that it was brought in that night. If you take a look in the Bat Tanura, you'll see that he quotes from the Gemara Masnit and Chasure Mechasra. That means that there's a piece missing at this point in the Mishnah. And you have to add as follows. V'tu'unim herika v'shtifa u'poislim b'maga. And the pots require this special kashering, special halachis of kachem of how to get the bliya out of the pot, and rinsing. What does it mean u'poislim b'maga? It means that the easier foods, the lenient foods, the kadashe kalim or the chulin, that took in, that absorbed the tam, the flavor of the stricter ones, are going to passel other foods by touching it. If I have over here this chulin with the taste of kadashe kadashim, or the kadashe kalim with the taste of kadashe kadashim, and it touches other food and gives a taste to it, that means both were hot, because cold food doesn't transfer taste. Then the last food too gets the halachis of the more strict kachay kadashim. So kachay kadashim into meat, and that meat into other meat, even the other meat also has to be eaten only in the azara, only by zichrei kohanim, only up until the deadline of kachay kadashim. However, ein behem denois and tam. Let's say there's not enough over here of the kachay kadashim to give a taste to either the chulin or the kadashay kalim. Then we don't say that the chulin or the kadashe kalim has to be eaten with the strict halachis of the chamurim. There is no din of merika v'shtifa, and if that food touches other food, it doesn't make that food strict like kadashe kadashe. Now the Bat Tanura explains that our Mishnah would then be consistent with the sheet of Reb Shimon, who holds that kadashe kalim don't need merika v'shtifa. Therefore, if the kadashe kadashim didn't give any taste into the kadashe kalim, itaka does not require merika v'shtifa. And here we pick up going weiter in the Mishnah. If there is no Nesinas Tam, there's not enough Kachi Kadashim to give a Tam into the Kadashi Kalim or into the Chulin, so therefore, the Einan Tu'unin Merika Ushtifa, it doesn't require the purging and the rinsing, the Einan Paisan Bemaga, and it won't disqualify other foods by touching it. Vaiter Zakt de Mishnah, Rekik Shenaga Berekik. Let's say we have a Pasla Karban Mincha, the type of Mincha that comes in the form of a wafer, and it touched a wafer that's mutter, and it gave some of its taste, it was binasinas tam, in other words, both were hot, or v'chaticha b'chaticha, or if a slice of meat from a pasla carbon touched a mutterdika slice of meat and gave it some of its taste, again, that means both were hot. So the Mishnah, loy kalar akikin, neither the entire second wafer, v'loy kalar chatichais, and not the entire second slice of meat, the surin arasar. Only the place, the actual place, that absorbed the tam, that took in the flavor of the puzzle, the carbon, that's what is aser. But the other parts of the second wafer, or the second slice, where the iser de gatam didn't spread to, that remains mutter.